take a break. Have you ever been a caregiver? It's a tough job that requires patience, compassion, and commitment. We all have had times in our lives when we needed someone to do the simple tasks of everyday life for us, beginning with our birth. Perhaps you have come full circle and you are once again the person requiring help. It's hard from both sides. The one being cared for often feels like a burden to others, worthless, lost, alone, depressed, even angry. The caregiver often feels much the same way about themselves. They tend to get burned out because many times they are the only one providing care. They may have put their own life on hold. They often feel unequipped, trapped, begging God to change the situation. Sometimes it lasts for years with no end in sight. May the favor of Adonai, the Lord, our God, be on us. Prosper us for all the work that we do. Psalm 90, verse 17. No matter if you are the receiver or the giver, God has paired you together for His purpose. He knows the struggle will change you both, but He doesn't leave you alone to deal with it. He steps in the middle as your support beam, offering a safe place to rest and unload. I pray that you will be continually strengthened with all the power that comes from His glorious might, so that you will be able to persevere and be patient in any situation, joyfully giving thanks to the Father. Colossians 1, verses 11 and 12. Caregiving and care receiving wear a person down. The best gift you can offer a caregiver is a break, a respite, a little time to themselves. But never forget Jesus' words, "Come to me, all of you who are struggling and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. May Adonai bless you and keep you. May Adonai make His face shine on you and show you His favor. May Adonai lift up His face toward you and give you peace. Numbers 6:24-26. You are seen by the Creator, and He loves you. His plan is perfectly woven. Everything of this world is temporary, but instead of always looking to the future, wondering how much longer, Father's desire is for you to live in the peace He gives today, regardless of where you find yourself. If the Lord is lifting His face toward you, He is also lifting you up. To lift you up, He must touch you first. Will you allow yourself to be touched by God today?